You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Wegovy, also known as Ozempic, when marketed in lower doses, is a weight loss drug that is already making headlines globally, and now as of the 1st of July, it's available for prescription in Aotearoa. Given that New Zealand is currently ranked 31st in the world for obesity rates, according to the World Obesity Federation, some experts believe Wegovy could have a major impact on obesity levels nationwide, especially if it were to become publicly funded. To talk about why the drug isn't publicly funded at the moment and what kind of impact Wegovy could have on obesity in Aotearoa, I spoke with Boyd Swinburne, Professor of Population, Nutrition and Global Health at the University of Auckland.
Could you explain what Wegovy or Ozempic is and how it works as a weight loss drug?
So this is a new class of weight loss drugs, and it came from understanding the physiology of appetite control. And so there's a particular hormone, GLP-1, which was identified as being, if you like, the conductor of the appetite orchestra. It also has an effect on blood sugar control, which is why the drug is good for diabetes as well. But this weight loss effect comes largely through reducing appetite, increasing sense of fullness, less hunger and so on. And so the drugs are now analogs, or if you like, copies or copies of some similar molecules to this hormone. And there's lots of different ones that are now coming on the market and being developed, but they're all essentially the single class of drugs.
What do the studies behind Wegovy say about its success rate or impact among users?
So the impact is really quite significant. Most of the weight loss drugs we've had to date have not been very effective. It's been a sort of like a 5% maybe maximum effect of weight loss, and often with a lot of side effects. So this is a big step up from there. It's like 10 to 15% of weight loss, and that may not sound like a lot for a person with, you know, 100 plus kilos, but gee, it has a big impact on health outcomes. It's shown to improve diabetes, prevent diabetes, prevent heart attacks, and a lot of other obesity-related issues like sleep apnea and so on. So, yeah, there's a lot of data, a lot of trials showing its effect, not just on weight loss, but also the diseases associated with it.
With that in mind, what kind of impact do you think Wegovy will have on obesity levels in Aotearoa?
Well, for a start, it's only for the rich, because this drug, while it's been approved by MedSafe, is not on the publicly funded drugs which are run by Pharmac. So the effect will only be apparent in those who can afford it. It'll be about $500 a month, which is very steep. So I think the initial impact will be it'll help a few people who are wealthy enough to afford it, and that won't really make an impact more broadly. It's only when the drugs come off patent and the price drops substantially that they now become cost-effective for Pharmac to consider, and I'm sure that in the future when they come off patent, the older drugs, the first generation of these drugs, will be able to be available to Pharmac at a good low price, and so that they'll be more widely available. And then we'll see a more sort of extensive impact of the drugs on weight loss.
Why do you think there might be a debate about funding Wegovy?
I think there's a debate about funding these drugs because there is a weight bias in society. People look at people with obesity and think that it is their personal problem, that they have a failure of willpower, that they're ignorant, they're stupid, they don't care, all that sort of thing. And that is not true. The reason for the obesity that we've got is we have a very powerful obesogenic environment, and it is dead easy to get overweight or obese. So there's a highly judgmental bias of people in this country. So if the government says we are going to fund a drug for obesity, some people will think these people do not deserve public funded drugs. They're making value judgments and moral judgments on the value, medical value of the drug. We don't apply that same moral set of spectacles on, say, people who need blood pressure drugs or cholesterol lowering drugs. Both of those problems, high blood pressure and high cholesterol, are present in a person because of a combination of their genes, of their lifestyle, of their diet, of their activity, and so on. Just the same as obesity, but we don't make moral judgments about their deservedness of public funding to help reduce their health problems. But we do with obesity, and so the debate and all the interest, I think, is around this issue of deservedness. And really, it's a blight on society that we have this weight bias. And now it's coming out when we talk about funding of drugs.
Can you talk about how the impact of Wegovy would change if it were to be publicly funded?
Well, I think it would be much more widely available. And if you think about a distribution curve of body mass index, you know, so there are some people at the left-hand end of that curve who are lean and some people at the right-hand end of that curve, this normal distribution, who have obesity. So when this drug becomes available and is cheap and is widely prescribed, that will have an effect on the right-hand side of that distribution. So it'll bring that tail, that right-hand tail of the normal distribution in. It'll drop it down a bit. What it won't do is prevent the whole population becoming obese. There's nothing preventive in this. It won't have an effect on kids. It won't have an effect on the obesogenic environment, all the piles of fast food outlets, the cheap ultra-processed food and so on. So we're going to end up in this situation where we still have an obesogenic environment driving the problem and some drugs at the other end trying to minimize the damage for those who are most affected.
Lastly, do you think New Zealand needs to implement other measures to meaningfully reduce obesity levels?
Oh my goodness, we've been waiting for this for decades. You know, WHO has a whole stack of policies, things like sugary drinks tax, like healthy food in school, like front of pack labeling labels that are good, like marketing to kids, reducing marketing to kids. All of these policies have good evidence behind them, but they have not been implemented by successive governments. And so we just have the obesity epidemic continuing. And this is a real problem. It's a political problem. Politicians don't want to battle the food industry, and so they just let it lie, and we become a nation that is now just behind the US in the obesity stakes.
That was Professor Boyd Swindon on the potential impacts of Wegovy and the wider conversation around obesity in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.